It all happened at dawn. Dozens of Israeli police forces stormed two houses belonging to Palestinians on Sunday to enforce the eviction. Police wearing black uniforms and carrying assault rifles cordoned off the area while the Palestinians' belongings were packed into removal vans, and Israeli settlers were at hand to occupy the houses soon after the evacuation of the Palestinian residents.
We were asleep when masked Israeli policemen stormed in and attacked us. They broke the doors and windows and threw us out. Then the settlers simply took our house.
Families are still sitting at the roadside near the neighborhood. The Israeli police won't let them anywhere near the house, and they have no clue where to stay after they became homeless in a blink of an eye.
We will do everything possible to accommodate them and take care of them, but that does not solve the problem. The problem is not taking care of people who have been evicted. The issue is to put them back into their houses that they have owned and lived in for over 50 years.
Sunday morning evictions represent one of 28 residential units in Sheikh Jarrah threatened with eviction and demolition. Both the District Court and the High Court of Justice have justified these evictions by declaring that the land the houses are built on is disputed. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East, UNRWA, built the houses under a joint construction project and the Jordanian government in 1956, 11 years prior to the Israeli occupation of East Jerusalem.
We are staying in Sheikh Jarrah, and we are resist all the Israeli activity here, but we are called the international community to take really steps against Israel to stop all the activity against the Palestinian people in East Jerusalem.
The international community has called on Israel several times to stop its settlement activities in the Palestinian territories and especially East Jerusalem as it counters attempts to reach a peace solution with the Palestinians. 2 weeks ago, the U.S. State Department summoned Israel's ambassador in Washington and told him plans to build another 20 homes for Jews in East Jerusalem should be suspended. But Israel's activities are still ongoing, as Israel claims that this part of the city is Israel's.
I think it's the time to do some sanction on Israeli so as to stop all these difficult and tough measures on the people in Jerusalem.
Israel has its eyes on Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood, and the Arabs who are still living in their houses feel that they will face the same fate if the international community and the Palestinian leadership do not move before it's too late. Despite the international community's calls on Israel to stop its settlement activities in the Palestinian territories, Israeli settlers are still ongoing with these activities under the protection of the Israeli police. Palestinians are now waiting for more condemnation, but what they really want is putting more pressure on Israel to halt its settlement activities in Jerusalem and the West Bank. From Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood, Shireen Yassin, Press TV, Al-Quds.